I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. Neonaticides is a term that refers to the deliberate killing of a newborn baby by a parent within the first 24 hours of its life. The 1990s in the United States saw an increase in neonaticides. These are stereotypically young mothers who were either in crisis or in denial about the fact they were pregnant, secretly giving birth, and then abandoning or killing their newborns. September 7, 1997, Albany, New York. Two city workers would make a horrifying discovery. The burnt remains of a baby only hours old, a victim of neonaticide. A little boy who would wait decades before he would receive justice. This is Baby Moses' story.
I want you to think back to 1997 when you had your hand over that mountain rose. Did you feel those little breaths hit in your hand?
Yes.
How long until it stopped?
10 minutes? I don't know.
You held your hand on the baby for 10 minutes?
I don't. Timing, I don't know.
Why?
Why did I do it?
Yeah.
September 7th, 1997, two city workers came across a horrifying discovery in New York's Washington Park in Albany. They were digging an irrigation line when they found what looked like a bundle in a flower bed, besides the park's Moses statue. Now this stood out to the workers, call it sixth sense, call it intuition, but something wasn't right with what they were seeing, where they were seeing it. So they go over to the bundle and investigate what this could be. To their horror, they discover it's the body of a newborn baby. They immediately report their finding to police. Albany police attend what is now a crime scene. Forensic specialists combing through everything possible to potentially identify this baby and why he came to be deceased and abandoned in a park. The baby had his umbilical cord still attached. He was wrapped in a charred cloth, appearing that there was some attempt there to burn the baby's remains. Now, when remains are found and the identity is not initially known, they are given the name Jane or John Doe. But to the police officers that were there when the boy was found, it seemed far too impersonal. This baby was tiny and seemingly thrown away like garbage and not loved the way all children should be. So because he was found next to the Moses statue in the park, the baby was given the name Baby Moses. When the autopsy was conducted, it was determined the baby was born alive with no genetic, physical or medical conditions. So he was healthy, meaning death by natural causes seemed very unlikely. But then again, the medical examiner also couldn't find any evidence of injury either. He weighed about 9 pounds, 3 ounces, or just over 4 kilos. He would have been a gloriously chubby baby, and the medical examiner determined baby Moses died within hours of his birth. Something that stood out to the medical examiner as being unusual given what happened to him. But baby Moses appeared to have been cleaned of what babies are generally covered with at the time of their birth. The birth gunk, for lack of a better word for it. Whether that had been out of love, which is doubtful considering he was killed only hours later. Or more likely, to remove any possible DNA evidence that would exist even after attempting to burn the remains. Now the Albany police launched a citywide search for the baby's parents, but no one came forward. In the weeks that followed, the local community of Albany were obviously shocked that a newborn baby could be found not only abandoned, but in the condition baby Moses was found in. Together, money was raised to bury the boy under the name Moses Washington, holding a small funeral to show their love for a child that never really got the chance to live. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
While all of this was going on, the investigators were doing their job while investigating. But they had an impossible task. They had nothing to go on. There were no immediate suspects. They had very limited forensic tools for them to use at the time. Because remember, we are in the mid-1990s here. And while DNA testing was still in its infancy at the time, the investigators still had the foresight to collect and preserve biological evidence from the baby's body, as well as the cloth the baby was wrapped in. It was all sealed. That while they didn't have the means to use what they had now, one day technology would catch up. And we have seen that so much in the last few years. It's not an accident or coincidence that we've seen an abundance of killers being convicted for their murders, or Jane and John Doe's getting their names back. It was the intelligence and the meticulous work of the investigators decades earlier, taking the time and care to preserve the forensic evidence that brings so many victims and their families closure and justice. And that's exactly what happened here. The police officers storing away the DNA evidence and the materials baby Moses was found wrapped in, knowing one day that these items would hold the key to the true story behind this baby's death. Now, while investigators did do their due diligence, and they searched for the baby's parents and to find out his identity, they didn't have a DNA match and no one came forward. So while the case remained open, it quickly went cold. 2020. Albany Police Department partnered with the Cold Case Analysis Centre at the College of St. Rose to take a fresh look at the case. Now, as we know, DNA technology has significantly advanced since when baby Moses was found. And because those investigators 23 years earlier did an incredible job at preserving that evidence, the forensic scientists were able to extract a usable DNA profile from the preserved evidence. But as we also know, for movement to happen from here takes time, to make sure everything is double-checked and triple-checked so no mistakes are made. There really was everything thrown at baby Moses' case to bring this boy some chance at justice. And then in August 2022, 2 years after the testing had begun. Othram was added to the team to develop a comprehensive DNA profile for the unidentified baby. The plan was to find the biological relatives of that baby, and to then track back, ideally, to the mother. Once the profile was created, it was provided to the FBI's forensic genealogy team, and they used it to conduct a forensic database search. What this team found was maternal ties to Roxbury, New York, with a woman matching the DNA profile living right by Washington Park where baby Moses was found, 52-year-old Carrie Mazuka. With this new link, Albany police spent the next several months conducting surveillance, and they collected discarded items from Mazuka's residence to obtain a DNA sample to confirm what they thought. And that lab comparison 100% does conclusively identify Carrie Mazuka as the baby's mother. So now they had the answers as to who baby Moses belonged to. But who was Carrie Mazuka? We don't know a lot about her younger life. Besides, she seemed to have spent her adolescence in Delaware County, New York, and her teenage years around the town of Roxbury. In 1997, 25-year-old Carrie Mazuka was living on Western Avenue, Albany, a few blocks west of Washington Park. She didn't have a criminal record. She wasn't known to police in any way. She kept herself out of trouble. September 6, 2024 would be when Mazuka would speak to investigators. She would be interrogated for almost 4 hours. They asked her about her family. She says she was married but was separated from her husband. And she says she is a mother, 2 now adult children, a boy and a girl. And these were the only 2 times she'd ever been pregnant. The pregnancies and births were healthy and without complications.
Actually, I didn't even ask you. So you said you have 2 kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. Any other kids?
No.
No?
Okay.
No. I know it's kind of a personal question, but I have to, it's one of the things I got to ask. How many times have you been pregnant?
2.
2?
Yes.
Okay.
Very easy, very...
Easy pregnancies?
Mm-hmm.
No issues?
No.
What about after? Because, like, my wife, she had the postpartum. Did you ever get that?
No.
Really? Good for you.
No.
It was a tough time in the lawyer household.
It wasn't really?
Oh, my God.
No. I had to support this stuff.
Now, even after Mazuka confessed, I guess you can call it, confessed in a way where it could be believed she just thought she was going to be released and go back to her old life. But investigators had more questions. There was still a lot unknown here. How did the baby drown? Why was he in the water long enough to drown? And if this was some sort of accidental drowning, why didn't she call emergency services for help? And then there was the fact baby Moses was found burnt. Mazuka would tell investigators she knew nothing about that. She wasn't responsible. Because she had taken the baby to Washington Park, but handed the baby over to someone. But this wasn't going to pass with the investigators. And they flat out tell her she is lying and they don't believe her. Because everything she was saying wasn't set in reality. It didn't make any sense. It's only now that Mazuka is willing to share some of what she had done. That she had wrapped the baby's body with a towel and set that towel on fire. Initially, Mazuka insisted the baby was already dead when she gave birth. But eventually she admitted she suffocated him with a plastic bag.
Did I? Maybe. I do remember putting it in the bag. I don't remember hearing it crying.
What kind of bag?
I think like a Walmart type.
Like a plastic bag?
Like a plastic bag.
Okay. And then, how'd you get down to Washington Park?
Joke.
You joke? Nearby yourself?
1,000%.
Mazuka admitted that after she gave birth in the bathtub, and then she cut the umbilical cord with scissors, Mazuka placed her hands over the baby's mouth and nose and pressed down, holding her hand there for 10 minutes, until she didn't feel the baby's breaths any longer. Mazuka told investigators she ran to the park with a baby wrapped in a towel, and that's when she set the baby's remains on fire, admitting that the reason she did this because she didn't want to go to jail. Quote, I only wanted to burn the evidence, not the baby. Unquote. Although, I'm not sure what she thought was going to happen by setting the towel on fire that was wrapped around the baby's body. Now, despite her confession and despite the forensic evidence the investigators had at their disposal, Mazuka wasn't arrested right away. I guess police knowing she wasn't a danger to others because she hadn't done anything outside of the law before baby Moses was killed or after. I am guessing the investigators wanted to make sure that every base was covered to give their case the greatest opportunity of a guilty verdict. In fact, police would wait an entire week until September 14, 2024. Kerry Mazuka was arrested and charged with second-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and concealment of a human corpse. Probably one of the most ridiculous things that has come out of my mouth in a long time, Mazuka would plead not guilty, possibly hoping for a plea deal with a lower charge, not meaning to be foreshadowing here. But that's the only logical explanation I can think of for Mazuka to plead not guilty. She was held without bail in the custody of the Albany County Sheriff's Office. Fast forward to February 13, 2025. Kerry Mazuka did exactly what I thought she would. She accepted a plea deal in Albany County Court, where she pled guilty to first-degree manslaughter and tampering with evidence. In return, she admitted to what she had done in court, suffocating her newborn baby soon after birth, in an effort to destroy evidence, attempting to burn the body and then leaving him in Washington Park. And then in April 2025, Judge McDonald sentenced Kerry Mazuka to 25 years in state prison on a manslaughter charge, the maximum sentence available for the charges. She was also sentenced to between 1.5 to 4 years on the tampering with evidence charge to be served concurrently, meaning she won't be eligible for parole until 2046 when she is 74 years old. So hopefully this ends up being a life sentence. Judge McDonald condemned her for the darkness, the selfishness, the malevolence of a mother who could nurture their child for 9 months and to then snuff out his life within moments of his birth. The courtroom was standing room only for the sentencing, with those who had worked on the case over the decades in attendance. Officers that would later describe Baby Moses' case as one of the most haunting crimes for not only them, but also the entire city's history. Mazuka chose to speak on her own behalf prior to sentencing, quote, "I did a horrible, unimaginable thing, and I live with remorse and regret. I'm a great mum. I've lived a law-abiding life, and I do deserve a lengthy sentence." Unquote. Outside the courtroom, the prosecution crediting the multiple agencies that worked tirelessly for decades to give residents who never forgot Baby Moses and never gave up hope that justice would be served. During the time of Baby Moses, many states in the United States have introduced safe haven laws, allowing young parents who aren't prepared to be parents and who may have otherwise abandoned or even murdered their child, it gives them an option of leaving their newborn at an approved location, like a hospital, a fire station or a police department, no questions asked, meaning they won't face any charges of abandonment like they otherwise would have, giving the baby a chance to go on and live a happy and healthy life, and the parent an opportunity to walk away knowing they made the right decision by their child. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.